This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday, Valentine's Day 2025. It's been a fun show so far. The first 2 hours have been great. If you missed the 7 a.m. segment, you should go back and watch us realize in real time that the barnacle polar bear videos were an AI. Tom Izzo's working furiously back there to put out that particular video. But there's another member of the staff that I need to talk to, and I need to talk to seriously today. And that is Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports. Now, he takes a lot of Fridays off, so I don't even know if he's there today. Sometimes he leaves early. So, Stephen, are you with us today?
I am here till 10:01.
All right, there he goes. He'll be out at 10:01. Very good, as we tend to do on these Fridays. Stephen, there is a dispute between YouTube TV and CBS, which is not a good thing at all. And many people love YouTube TV, and they're screwing it up right now because they raised the prices, and a bunch of people got pissed off about that, rightfully so, because it wasn't just like a $5 increase, it was like a $16 a month increase. And now they're in this dispute with CBS. So for all the YouTube TV people out there, Stephen, can you give them a vote of confidence as a CBS employee that this is going to resolve itself in a manner that is quick and also makes all parties happy?
Absolutely. We already reached a short-term agreement.
Oh, okay. Very good. So this short-term agreement, a lot of people confused about that, too. It says you will be able to have your Paramount properties and CBS on 214. But does it extend beyond that? Because what we need here,
March
Stephen,
Madness,
is we need March Madness and we need the Masters.
I'm not sure if it extends past that, but if it does not, you're more than welcome to purchase Paramount Plus.
Okay. Did they give you talking points today? Because you actually have answers.
Nope. Just making it up as I go along.
All right. Very good. Yeah. He's in tune for once
you
with
know,
the company.
But he's doing a good job, though, explaining exactly what the situation is.
Yeah.
And what the alternatives are.
I know. And there's
I unfortunately have YouTube TV. I've lost SNY. I've lost MLB. It's unfortunate. But with this, if you do lose Paramount channels, you do have the option to get Paramount Plus.
So pay for that.
So you're a YouTube TV customer?
Yeah, I've been for, like, I guess going on 5 years now.
5 years? Right? So the
4 or 5 years, yeah.
The price increase has been a problem for you, I would imagine? Pisses you off?
Yeah, I think when I started it was around 63. Now it's up to 83.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fubo's the same thing. You know, I'm a Fubo guy.
So do you guys get free Paramount Plus because you work there at CBS? Hello?
What happens internally is our own thing.
What happens internally?
That's a yes.
Are you pleading the fifth over there right now? I mean, it's okay to say yes, you do. I mean, it's, you know, you do work for the company.
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, nice.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And can you text me the code so I can get it
for
free?
Yeah, exactly.
I lost that years ago.
He lost his code years ago. I used to have a code when I was with the NFL Today. I think they revoked your code. One of those things they take away from you.
Come on.
Little perk, you know, you got a little perk here, a little perk there, out.
Well, we are on CBS Sports Network. Oh, Why can't...
And I still have Paramount Plus, though. I do have it.
Yes, well, so do I, but I would like it to be free.
Right.
Well, Steven, can you make that happen?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Are you actually going to see what you can do, or are you just saying that?
He's not going to do anything.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Odyssey lets us listen to the radio station for free.
That's right, all the time. Yeah. But, oh, and by the way, you know what would suck about this thing? All the people that have YouTube TV that are out in our audience, too, if this thing doesn't get resolved. Also, CBS Sports Network off of YouTube TV.
Yes.
So we got
this. This is a very valuable property, and we have some skin in the game.
We do have some skin in the game. That's why I'm bringing it up to Steven. I'm worried for those that have YouTube TV, and many do, that if we don't have CBS Sports Network on there, they're going to lose millions of Boomer and Geo viewers, tens of millions of Boomer and Geo viewers that'll go to another service to find CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Wantagh. What's going on, Mike? Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air, man. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? They call me Mikey Firestick. I could solve this problem. You guys can have all the channels for free.
Oh, Mikey Firestick. Okay, and this is not a legal venture, I would imagine, Mikey Firestick, right?
Correct.
Okay, well,
we don't like to promote, ill gotten gains or anything that's illegal. I mean, we sit here and we scream and yell about how, you know, people who do illegal things are actually still running on the streets.
The Fire Stick is legal. You just have to have Amazon Prime and Wi-Fi, and all the downloads are free because they're pre-bought on the apps that are on there. So someone that's a millionaire bought all the apps, and you get all the apps for free, a one-time payment. That's it.
Yeah, well, look, I hit hold instead of drop there, Al. I don't know how I did that. I don't know if you can fix that somehow.
Yeah, maybe you might want to talk to him off the air,
these
Al.
These buttons are so hard to, you know, it's just they're so close to each other. It's exactly. Just it happens a lot. So I've heard that before. I have a friend who, hack a fire stick. Shut up about this and hack a fire stick. Stop pitching and hack a fire stick. But I have not done that. I mean, we have sponsors here, obviously, that are great sponsors that deliver television in a legal way.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you see what's going on. I mean, you have the MSG Optimum fight going on. Now you had Sam Rosen doing commercials.
Yes.
I mean, you never thought that was
ever going to
be. That
just tugs at your heartstrings there. You know, you see Sam there. You're like, damn it. All right, fine. You got me. You got me.
Yep.
And now you got the YouTube TV and the CBS.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I'm an Optimum customer and have been a Cablevision customer. Now, you know, then Altice, now Optimum.
Yeah.
Ever since I've been on Long Island or came back to Long Island since 93.
1993.
And their fiber optic product is unbelievable.
Yeah, the internet is as fast
internet,
as you
it
get,
is
yeah.
as fast as you can get, and it is perfect. Never had a problem with it at all.
Yeah, so the, and by the way, even if you hack a fire stick, you're still going to need that very high speed internet.
Yeah, that's the
thing. You know?
It's the one thing.
Stop messing around.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is true. We can't sit here and I can't be complaining about people throwing trash in my lawn and stealing cable, you know?
Right. Exactly.
That would kind of be a little bit of a hypocrisy, you know?
Exactly.
Drew and Poughkeepsie, what's going on, Drew?
Hey, guys. This is a tough time of year. Well, I guess today in particular, there's no NBA, no hockey. So I proposed to my wife that we go to Yale to watch the Yale Penn game so I could get some action on 17-point dog. It didn't go over so well.
Sports and Valentine's Day didn't go over well, huh?
Yeah, I'll hang up. Appreciate it, guys. Good luck
today.
All
right, very good. Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, yeah, that would not be a good date for a woman. Let's go to a basketball game that I can bet on.
Oh,
on Valentine's
Day. Go to Mike in Clifton, New Jersey, or Clinton, New Jersey. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
So I actually went to George Mason University, where they actually were the first ones to use those little robot delivery systems.
Yeah.
And those things are actually, like, amazing. Like, even back then, like, this was, like, 6-7 years ago when they were using them. The only problem that we had with them was that sometimes the code didn't work, but I'm assuming they fixed that now because it's been so long. But those things were great. Like, it would wait at a crosswalk. Like, it knew when to stop. Like, and if it got into any trouble, like you were saying, like if someone like kicked it over or something like that, it sends out like a distress signal saying that it's stuck, and someone comes out and fixes it, or picks it up and like moves it. Now I don't know how that works in a large city, but they were great. Like I
got to think somebody's going to be vandalizing these things.
Well, yeah, unfortunately that's where my mind goes, especially on a college campus late at night. Somebody orders a pizza when they get back to their dorm, and then the drunk person's watching this robot deliver you pizza.
You know, at the end of the day, what it may end up doing is taking jobs away from like UPS drivers, Postal Service drivers, FedEx drivers, DHL drivers.
Yeah.
You know, think about that.
I know, like the people that are scraping the particles off the polar bears. Exactly. They're losing their jobs to AI now. It's crazy.
I guess we're not going to ever let that go.
No. Why would we? Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, you want to talk about the softball team? Or Jerry getting hit in the head with a golf ball?
Yeah,
or exactly. All those things that you beat to death and we hate? Oh, we can't even do an hour on it.
But I just say, I guess we're not moving on from that. Woo! Well, this is a Friday. It's a feel-good Friday. And
yeah, you're lucky it's a Friday because we'd probably do the 4 hours on it tomorrow. You know, I'll probably forget about it.
And you're feeling good.
I am feeling good. I'm feeling better after that whole story.
I thought that last guy that was calling up was going to talk about those Waymo One cars in San Francisco.
Waymo, okay.
That's what it is, a Waymo.
Not Whammo. Whammo wouldn't sound good.
I was just reading about it, and they're saying no human behind the steering wheel with over 5 million rides already and tens of millions of miles driven. Wow. I don't know. I would have a hard time getting into a driverless car.
Yeah, and someone who we didn't end up getting to before the last break said that they're very slow, which I would imagine why they would be very slow. So if you're like you're in a time crunch, you're probably not jamming yourself into a Waymo.
Do you feel like there's going to be at some point, probably maybe not in my lifetime, but let's say in the next 30 years, that every car is connected in some way, shape, or form, so they actually can know where every other car is. Like we already have those sensors in the cars.
Yeah.
But I mean, actual sensors that control the cars from keeping them from getting into accidents.
I mean, I believe that is possible. I don't know how close we are to that, but it's got to be possible.
But if you have these cars out there, and as like I told you, Gunnar said, it was a really good experience. But I don't know. It's can you imagine that here in New York? I just can't.
No. But San Francisco, I mean, it's a big city. You know, it's not just a tiny place that they're trying this. It is a big city, but I couldn't imagine in New York. Especially, too, I mean, unless every car is like that and connected, there's still people that are going, like there was some dude who flew past me. He had to be going 110 miles an hour this morning on the LA. No exaggeration.
Probably on coke.
Whatever it was not good. I'll tell you that much. Because it easily gets in an accident, kills that person and somebody else and maybe more. It's just hard. So, like, until you have that off the streets.
But that's what I'm saying. Sooner or later, I would imagine all the car manufacturers, you know, they had to put the airbags in. They have to do all these special safety things that that they're regulated to do constantly every year, updating different things.
Yeah.
There's already software in the trucks and the cars already.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine being stuck in traffic in a driverless car, though you'd lose your mind. It'd be worse than actually driving.
You'd be on your phone looking at, you know, barnacles being scraped off of whales.
No, see, I think I don't know, because I do so much driving, and like I feel like I'm like in control of it. If I were not in control and things just going along and like, oh, I'm like, that lane's going faster. I can't get in that lane. That lane's going faster. I would go nuts. I don't think you'd be able to relax in that situation with all the driving you've done in your life.
No, I don't think I could, but that's why I said in 30 years from now, it may be just a natural thing that it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that'll be the thing we look back on and say, how do we live without that? You know, you think now, you're like, how do we live without...
It was so much simpler.
How do we live without the iPhone? How do we live without GPS? You got out a map and you looked at it like a man. Let's go to Margaret in Connecticut. What's going on, Margaret?
Hey, Gio. I just wanted to let you know that not all women would get mad at going to a sporting event today. I would love to be going to a sporting event
today. You would go to Yale Penn basketball game to watch your husband or boyfriend bet on the game?
No, I'd go to a UConn game. We got season tickets there. I love going.
Yeah, I mean the guy was pitching, and the reason why I said that you're not going to get your wife or girlfriend into that was he needed some action today because he wanted to bet on sports, and he wanted to take his significant other to a Yale Penn basketball game just so he could bet on it.
Right. She's thinking about other action. He's thinking about this kind of action.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Not just for betting. I don't think I'd go along with that, but we don't do that at all.
Right.
Exactly,
yeah.
Mark. I understand. Listen, I talk about how my mom's the biggest Mets fan and went to games, or I understand that there are women that would like to go to a sporting event for Valentine's Day, but what that guy was proposing, dragging his significant other, they have no ties to Yale or Penn. He just wants to bet on the game and bring her there so we can have some fun. That's probably not going to fly.
Completely different, yes.
Completely different situation. Ari in Valley Cottage. What's going on, Ari?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
So I wanted to reassure you, Gio, that I was at a conference in San Francisco back in October. And I took the Waymo for the first time. I was a little hesitant at first, like Boomer, you were saying, getting into a driverless car is a little scary. But after riding, you know, I took it from the conference center to a restaurant, about 15-minute drive. Felt very safe. Felt like I was driving with my grandmother. You know, it obeys the speed limit. A little hesitant to make left turns, you know, where I thought I would be making the left turn. It kind of waited for the car to go and then made it when it was completely clear. And then actually, you know, it was trying to make a right turn when a lot of pedestrians were crossing. I was probably stuck at that right turn for about 5 minutes, and I was a block away from the restaurant, so I decided to just get out of the car and walk myself because I don't want to wait anymore. So it's going to be interesting to see how it handles it in, like, New York City where, you know, you have pedestrians everywhere and how it navigates that and just doesn't run them over.
Do you know if that's coming anytime soon or not?
So I know not Waymo, because I think Waymo's in Austin and San Francisco already. I know Tesla is starting their FSD robo-taxis in Austin soon. So, you know, like you were saying, in like 5 years, this is going to be the norm.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Tesla's already coming out with those Optimus robots. So instead of just food, you know, they're going to be in the houses and doing all your chores for you, too. So it's the way of the future.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, I don't want to hear people losing their jobs over this, but if a robot wants to clean my home and do my laundry, I think that would be awesome.
And pick up your condom wrappers.
Not my condom wrappers.
Oh, yeah, but somebody else's. But
someone else's that was on the lawn with the beer cans, man. Come on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on this Valentine's Day Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Man, oh man, what a day here. And that's one that, could you dump your wife right after that? Because you just said you probably have to dump them. I mean, if you do the flower trick and they don't tell you about it, do you immediately file for divorce? It seems a little extreme, you know?
Jerry and I did a story yesterday on the podcast. You know, if you go to the Hallmark store, there's a section of cards for your work wife
or work husband. That's weird.
Problematic.
You know what, though?
Well, couldn't you bring one in for Jerry?
No, you guys
are so close.
No, I'll tell you what that is. That's for gay guys is what that is.
I don't think it is.
You can't have a heterosexual man and woman have work wife and work husband and not be shtupping. That's ridiculous.
Well, that could be a part of it, but I do think a lot of people reference each other as such.
So how are you rectifying the fact if they're gay, they can do that?
They can have a work wife and a work husband, yes. If it's a gay guy and they say, my work husband is Gary, and Gary's a gay guy,
okay,
then I'm not worried about it because Gary doesn't want to have sex with my wife. Well, if your work husband is Tony, you know what I'm saying? Who used to be a mechanic. That's a problem.
You know what?
Who's a Giants fan? He could be banging my wife.
So I've said Al's kind of like my work spouse.
Okay, well there's two guys
there
right
there. Exchange cards and chocolates then.
Yes. No. That.
No. We don't do that.
That cannot be for like. I think it can't be. No.
I think there's a lot of people that work in office buildings that actually do reference those as such. They go out to lunch together. And it's a problem, I think.
That, really?
I do. Yes, I do.
Maybe that's what happened on that film between Baldoni and, what's her name?
Blake Lively. Work wife, maybe?
Yeah, maybe that's what happened.
That's a strange one. Like, why don't you have a section for your Gumar? Right? Like, here's a section for the side piece. I got to pick up my card and a balloon for the side piece. I don't know. It's got to be stuff like Eddie and Al and the gay guy at the office that your wife is talking to.
You keep saying the gay guy at the office, but even a work husband.
If your wife worked in an office and she had a gay guy friend.
Then you called him my work husband, I'd be fine with it.
Yes, but if a gay guy goes home to his actual husband and gets a card for his work husband, same issue.
No. Right.
No, what he's saying.
No, I hear what Jerry's saying. You're right.
Same issue.
If they're both.
Right. Right.
But I'm talking about a woman.
No, I understand.
Having their work husband be gay.
But I'm saying they're selling these cards to anybody.
No, I know they are selling them to anybody, but I would think that you can't, like, that would be a secret.
They were in Pound Town.
That wouldn't be good.
Whatever you say.
I didn't say that. Eddie dropped that.
Oh. I you know what? I don't even know anymore. I'm sitting right here.
Yes.
Interesting.
It's like AI.
Yeah. Eddie was AI before there was AI.
Yes, he was.
That is very true.
Barnacle parasite thing. that attaches themselves to these polar bears?
Mr. Rogers.
You know what it is? It is...
Yours was more believable than that was.
No, no. Who was the guy that had the show on TV that
Captain
was...
Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah, not Captain Kangaroo.
Bill Cosby?
Oh, come on. It was on...
A vague question.
I know. My brain is...
Ed Sullivan, Johnny Carson.
Captain Kirk.
No, neither one.
Was it a late night TV show?
Jay Leno.
No. Hold on for one second.
David Letterman.
It was Wild Kingdom.
Mutual of Omaha?
Yes, thank you. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Who was the guy? Who was the star of that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can see him.
Yes, I can too, but I can't think of the guy's name.
Marlon Perkins?
That's it.
What a reference.
Right. Well, hey, listen. I'm all about the Wild Kingdom now.
So you're saying Marlon Perkins would have been on something like this back in the day?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, all right, I got you now. Yeah, and you mentioned Bill Cosby, which reminded me of the Theo Von Cat Williams podcast, Al, where Theo Von says to Cat Williams, he asks him, he's like, were you a fan of Bill Cosby before he had all those problems? And Cat Williams goes, was raping people one of those problems?
Oh, Jesus.
He's like, you don't call that a problem. You call that a crime.
Yeah,
it's not a problem. You're in jail for crime.
And then they laugh. He goes, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said problem.
Right. Well, that's what makes that funny.
Exactly.
The way he asked the question.
Exactly.
I actually thought of Bill.
Yellow pudding pops.
I actually thought of Bill Cosby this morning because there was a radio station in Columbus that had to evacuate because of a bomb threat. And that happened to us. I don't know if you were with us yet in Astoria. Eddie, you probably remember when we had to evacuate and Bill Cosby was throwing the football with our staffers.
Really?
In Astoria, yeah.
That was before me. And Jerry, it just reminded me.
Yeah.
As you were talking there, someone sent us this very nice Facebook post from the St. John Vianney High School Facebook page.
Oh.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So they said, celebrating love this Valentine's Day, we're feeling nostalgic as we look back on beautiful memories of couples who met at St. John Vianney High School.
Mm, that is right.
And you and Kim are right there.
Yep. I know Kim sent in a couple of photos. I guess they used them.
Look at that. Nice.
That's pretty beautiful.
Look at that. I like that. That's a little heartwarming Valentine's Day.
Heartwarming.
We talk about work husbands and Bill Cosby and all this stuff. I said, you know what? Let's do a nice story here.
There you go.
Let's do a nice one, you know? And we got a nice one there.
Yeah. Think of how everybody stands at that altar, for better or worse, till death do us part. Or until you're banging the waitress in the diner. They never say that. 54% of all marriages end in divorce. Well, you know, when you get married, you can throw that trust and belief out the effing window, and you just better hope that things work out, because 54% of you, it's not going to.
Facts.
Right.
You should be.
Hey, look, I found him in the car getting a from the neighbor.
Eddie, you can't grab that because guess what, Eddie? That can't go on the air.
Oh, I guess it can.
Beep.
Jesus.
Those are facts.
Yeah. I like the way that I was like giggling in the background.
All right, Jerry, what's going on with the sports update?
Oh, boy. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Well, we talk about good times in sports, good times in Philly. They're going to have their parade today. Probably the most replayed clip. We should be so lucky to get something like this yet again, like we got 7 years ago.
No one wanted us. No one liked this team. No analyst liked this team to win the Super Bowl, and nobody likes our fans. And you know what? You know what I got to say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done? F*** you.
So that was Jason.
Wow, I forgot it was that intense, man.
Still one of the best moments from that parade 7 years ago. So I don't know if he'll be on hand today, not a member of the team anymore, but the Eagles will certainly enjoy themselves today in Philadelphia. Giants putting that limited stake in their team on the market. You guys talked about that. Aaron Rodgers.
So I just saw their valuation for the Giants.
$7 billion.
You're not off. $7.3 billion.
Damn.
According to Forbes.
Sounds about right.
Cowboys are $10
billion. Yep.
So 10%.
The Cowboys' operating income, according to Forbes, is $564 million.
Nice.
compared to the Giants' operating income of $190 million.
Is that gross income or is that net income?
I would assume that's gross.
Love to know what their expenses are. Whatever talks about the expenses.
Right.
Can't be cheap to run that.
No, it can't be. But they know how to make money.
Yes, they do. They print it. On the Cam Newton podcast, I think it's called Fourth and One. So he was replying to Steve Smith, who was replying to him. He was on the Travis Hunter podcast at the Super Bowl week, or during Super Bowl week, talking about going into a locker room full of losers. And so they replayed the clips, his host did. And then here were a few from Cam responding to Steve Smith, who tweeted out, like, disappointment. Nothing crazy, but disappointed in what he had said.
When did we become so sensitive? It's like, when did we become so sensitive to really speaking what the reality is?
Yeah, and then he wouldn't back down when referencing the Steve Smith thing and then other guys.
A locker room full of losers, aggressive, but it's true. I receive what Steve Smith says.
Right.
Because, of course, he takes it personal as a competitor that I know he is. He was in that locker room that was 2-14.
Then he went on to mention other guys that were in the locker room, like Ryan Khalil.
A lot of good players in that.
Yeah, Charles Johnson.
Luke Kuechly, right?
Yeah, he mentioned all of them and then said this.
I'm not specifically talking about those guys.
Right.
I'm specifically talking about the culture that was there prior to me coming into the locker room.
Right.
Right? And it was a loser's mentality.
Fair enough. And then he said, hey, guys, I was a part of it too, you know.
Even the following year when we went 6-10, there was a lot of losing mentality that was in that locker room.
Right.
And that was you on the team.
Including me.
Including him. And then lastly, he goes, let's be honest, what I said was real.
If you're getting drafted number one, you're going to a bad football team.
Right.
That's facts. Yeah. And that's the point that I was trying to tell Travis Hunter.
All right, so we bring it back, which all makes sense, actually.
when you play yeah, I guess, but like I told you guys, once his teammates heard him say that, they were gonna go after
and
him.
And they did.
Yeah. They did, of course.
And so that's
did.
His reply, his response. And he mentioned the Travis Hunter podcast again, which brings me to his teammate, Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
Very well could be a Giant.
I hope so.
Now, the last time the Giants drafted a kid who did a rap song,
Young Joker. So well.
Didn't go yeah. so good, did it?
No.
He's so yesterday, Mr. Shador Sanders released his new latest song called Life. I'll give you a little taste of this.
Life is complicated when you count this paper. Yeah. Girl, I want to see you, but I'll see you later. Yeah. There's too much going on, girl, just do me a favor. Yeah. Girl, I know you love me, but you know I can't
do it. I will tell you, received very well so far.
I ain't got no neighbors.
What do you think?
That's not my thing. He's got the effect on his voice, the mumbling. I don't.
The reverb.
It's not
you
my
know
thing.
What? He's out. Not my quarterback.
Well, how about LeAngelo Ball,
what
Jello, he's got a legit rap hit right now. Like legitimate on the charts rap hit.
Nice.
He actually was asked to perform at halftime of one of the games. It was either one of the playoff games, and he did in the
that?
NFL. Yeah, so
good
he's,
for him.
Yeah, I know. So that's like the balls.
The only
are
reason
still doing
I say
it.
He's out is because I don't want my guy that's going to be leading my team worrying about a rap or any sort of outside career. Well,
Shaq did that, had an album when he was with the Magic of the Lakers. He's pretty good.
I would say that Shaq is a 1 in a million, 7-foot-1 Thunderdome on the basketball court.
Hey,
it's a little bit different story.
We did have Candelita. We did.
A little different story. Yes, later on in his life, he's not a high-paid guy. He's not asked to be the leader of the team, that kind of thing. I want my quarterback to just be the leader of the team. I want him to so focus on football and nothing else.
Well, good thing, based on that, I don't think he's going to have much of a musical career, so
okay. It'll
probably stop here.
Oh, some of the experts are saying it's pretty good.
Really? I'm not questioning whether it's good or it's not good. I'm just saying that I want my guy to be totally focused in on what I need him to do. I'm telling you, this will be discussed in a negative light with coaches and scouts. They will not come out and tell you that publicly, but it will be.
The NBA.
I didn't even know he was involved in that.
John Mara.
I'm gonna have a tough time sleeping tonight. He puts out a rap album.
I'm telling you. By the way, you come to New York.
Yeah,
you're going to be exposed to all sorts of opportunities. That's the thing. That's all I'm saying.
Imagine old John Mara in his office bebopping to say that.
Hey, if they're winning Super Bowl, they will be.
I mean, do I want to try this scissor? I don't know. It's confusing.
The NBA is at its All-Star weekend in San Francisco. Rising Stars game tonight. Three-point shootout slam dunk contest tomorrow. And then the game is Sunday night. You had the U.S. beat Finland 6-1. U.S. will play Canada Saturday in this Four Nations tournament. A couple of goals apiece for Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. I'll have more audio from that next hour. And another one from one of our favorite golfers. I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Up next hour, she said something that doesn't make sense to me, but maybe you guys can figure it out.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. This Valentine's Day. I'm getting tips from Al all morning long. If you're someone who hasn't gotten flowers or think that your wife or girlfriend is cheating on you, Al's got all the tips for you. And we've been talking about everything this morning, but there's a caller here who has got something that our buddy Phil Sims may want. So I'm intrigued by this.
Oh, okay.
And you know, Phil loves when we talk about him when he's not here.
Oh,
it's like his favorite thing when we just talk about him and he's not here to defend himself and all those things. He loves that. And he also generally gets an accurate recount of what we said to him.
Generally.
Yeah. I would say. Let's go to George in Rockland. What's going on, George?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Georgie?
Today is my 40th birthday, actually.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, long story short, I believe it was my ninth birthday in 1994. My grandparents lived in a gated community in Jupiter, Florida with the Simses. And my grandfather had asked Phil to sign a ball for me for my birthday. So, long story short, here we go a couple months later. Phil was let go by the Giants due to salary cap reasons, I believe.
Yep.
But from what I was told from my grandparents, it may be the game ball from the last game Phil ever played. So here I am today, turning 40, wondering if this story is in fact true. It is 100% a game ball from the NFL, but it is a game ball. I would like to offer it back to Phil as a birthday present from me to him, because if it's something that I have that he, you know, would like back, I would like to offer this ball back.
All right, George, that's very nice of you. Number one, he's not going to want it back. And number two, what we can do is maybe we can give it to Wally Zerbiak to see if he could actually get it to Phil Sims.
Wally would sell it.
Or put it in a closet.
Right, or just hand it to a random employee.
Just try to figure out what's the next golf course he's going to play on.
No, it's great. Yeah, but so this was obviously in February. And then, like I said, in June, a couple months later, he was let go by the Giants. And if this story is in fact true, or my grandparents could have been telling me some stories. I was just trying to see if validity.
I'll tell you why. You know, I don't know if you have any kids or anything, or if you have
somebody. I have three. Yep.
All right, yeah, well, let them have it. And tell them all about Phil and how great he was and how much joy he brought Giant fans.
How much he loves onions.
Yeah, he loves onions and blueberries. Yeah. He's a big blueberry guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, he's right. Yes.
Exactly, yeah. Right. That is a really nice gesture, though, George. And you're probably right. I mean, you know Phil way better than me. He wouldn't accept that back, especially with his own autograph on it. He'd want somebody to have that.
Yeah, and in fact, there was one time where we were playing softball or something, and he was playing with us, and he showed up with a baseball to hit around the park, and it was one of his kids, like a special Little League game ball, and we were batting it around, and he's like, I don't care.
Yeah, nobody cares. Chucky and Shoreham. Chuck, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's going on?
Hey, real quick, want to jump to this driverless vehicle real quick. So I'm a police officer. What do I do if I pull it over and I got no driver behind the wheel?
Here's what happened. So in Phoenix and San Francisco, the police are obviously aware of these driverless cars and they can pull them over. And you have to give that car a ticket and send it to the DMV, I think, automatically through the app or whatever. But because they actually have. I've read some stories where these cars have gone a little bit wacky and they've been in the wrong lane and there's nobody in the car or they're going the wrong way and the police have had to actually stop the car itself. So they're trained. They're trained to deal with it. So when it comes here, by the time it gets here, you'll be trained to deal with it.
Well, I'm in Nashville, so, but I'm sure it's coming to Nashville sometime soon. So now I know. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, Chuck. How about that? Yeah. Chuck goes from Shoreham to Nashville. That's not a bad move there.
Yeah, I was just reading about this whole Waymo phenomena and how in San Francisco and in Phoenix, where they are located in Austin, I think they're going to now, the police forces are basically trained how to deal with these.
And they obviously have sensors on them to know that there is a law enforcement vehicle that's pulling it over.
Think about if you were the software technician trying to figure out every single possibility that you could have to put into these cars for them to deal with every significant thing that happens on the road that we deal with every single day.
Yeah.
Like you and I, as normal drivers, we deal with an intuition, I'd like to think. Some people don't.
Mm.
And we try not to be distracted.
Yeah.
And you try to, like I remember telling Sydney when I took her out on the LIE for her first drive. I said, listen to me. In the rain, in the pouring rain, by the way.
Yeah.
I said, you got to anticipate what's happening around you, just like you would on the soccer field or the lacrosse field. And as an athlete, you kind of understood what I was talking about.
You know, I believe that my greatest skill as I sit here right now is driving in New York. Anywhere. Long Island, the city. I drive so much.
You're an expert.
I really am. And you have to have X amount of hours to become an expert, they say. I've logged those hours, man. I'm telling you now.
Like if this were, like if you were a NASA, you would be like the head astronaut.
At this point,
you would have so much training.
Oh, yeah.
That there would be no way that anybody could have more training than you. Although there are people out there, I'm sure.
That are driving just as much.
If not more.
Yeah, if not more. And they also are experts at it. But I think for me, and I don't have many skills. I think doing a radio show, a little bit of guitar. That's basically all I got right now as far as skills. Can't do anything else. So this to me.
Putting sucks.
Damn right. You notice how I didn't put anything in there when it comes to the game of golf. So I think the skill now, it's driving. And actually, I forgot to mention this. I wanted to mention it on Monday, but the weekend happened. Al cut me off when he was leaving on King Street Friday.
Did you flip him the bird?
It was great.
Wow, look at that. I didn't realize.
Yeah, you pulled right out of the spot. It was a green light, and I was moving, and you pulled right out of the spot right in front of me. And I respected it. I actually did because I knew it was you, and I knew you wanted to get home, and you saw a little bit of light in between me and the car ahead of me, and you took it. And I was like, damn, you know what? I got to respect that. It's a Friday, and he is getting the hell out of here. But if that was somebody else, I would have been like, oh, no more!
Yeah, but you anticipated it, is what I'm saying. You had the intuition, the anticipation. And by the way, these guys, I would consider them expert drivers as well.
You can't hesitate. You see, if you hesitate, it's like a quarterback with the happy feet. You can't hesitate. Get rid of the ball. Get out of the parking spot.
You see the lane. You got to go for it, man. Right.
You can't be Sam Darnold against the Lions.
No, you can't be that. No.
You got to get rid of the ball.
Indecision creates problems.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Thank you.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.